We're going to come to the table of the Lord together. We're going to celebrate Holy Communion, signifying our communion with each other, our unity. Often in our church, when we celebrate Holy Communion, we sing that song, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love." May God knit all of your hearts together, no matter what your job may be, no matter how you serve the Lord, but may He knit you together in love to serve Him, knowing that it is He who must ultimately do the work. Those who will be serving us, would you please come forward? I don't know that I have to say this, but I will, just because I always do in our church. All of those who belong to Christ, you are welcome. You are welcome at this table. We were in a church recently where all were not welcome, unless you belong to that particular group. But all those who are followers of Christ, you are welcome to this communion table. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that chorus, Brother Paul, "At the Cross." Let's sing it if you know it.
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Praise the Lord. The Apostle Paul tells us that in the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have had many folks lead us tonight in prayer. How about if we do something just a little bit different tonight, rather than just have one of these brethren lead us? How about right now, each one of us, just turn your hearts toward heaven, and you thank Jesus. Yes. Don't listen to someone else thank him. You thank him. Say, "Jesus, thank you for your broken body. Thank you for that body that is broken for me, that was broken that mine might be made well, that was broken and bruised so that I might be whole. You took my infirmities, you took my sicknesses, you took my transgressions upon you. This body was broken for you. Was broken for me." Just take a moment and give him thanks, each one of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. When he had given thanks, it says he broke the bread. And he said, "This bread is my body, which is broken for you." Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Brother Tom. Jesus said, "This bread is my body, which is broken for you. Do this as often as you eat of it in remembrance of me." Take, eat. In the same manner, when supper had ended, he took the cup. Brother Jim, would you return thanks for us, please?
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for what you've done for each one of us, Lord. You willingly gave your life that we may have life. Yes. You shed your blood, Lord, and thank you for tonight. Help us to continue to focus while we're here at Canton, wherever we're at, on you and what you did for us.
Yes.
You shed your blood, and we give you all the glory. I ask it in Jesus' name. Yes.
Amen. And you may go. Jesus said to them, "This cup is a new covenant, a covenant that is purchased by my blood, a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Drink all of it.
Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
And by the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul tells us that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we are showing the Lord's death until he comes again. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As your cups are collected, we'll sing in closing. As I know you have a long day tomorrow, I'm sorry we went just a little bit over our prescribed time. But let's sing. Let's sing one verse of Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. In closing, then perhaps we could close with that chorus, Nothing Less Than Full Surrender. You'll probably sing it in the same key, I think. Just give everyone a chance to find it in the hymnal, 169. Blessed be the tie that binds. Praise the Lord. As you're able, once your cup is collected, let's stand.
Blessed be the tie that binds.
Like, let's just sing that second verse.
Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers. Our fears, our hopes, our aims, our want, our comforts, and our cares.
And in response to that, let's sing that prayer. Nothing less than full surrender.
Nothing less than full surrender. Nothing less than yielding all. Yielding body, soul, saying, here am I at Jesus' call.
Place your benediction upon each head. May we leave tonight with the blessing of God resting upon us. We ask that as we serve you tomorrow, we will recognize the hand of God upon us, and we will see God at work as we give you all that we have. Bless us this night. Give especially the staff, give them rest, so that they may arise tomorrow refreshed and ready to serve Jesus as he enables them and gives them strength. We pray that will be true for all of us. May we all walk and live under the blessing of God, giving him all that we have. We pray this all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all the people said, Amen. You are dismissed. Praise the Lord.